Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Fred Hatcher, Fred Hatcher Jr., Chairman Friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with him in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Heads up, eyes open to fifth clip. Face, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the sea, we talking about the Panther Cubs. That's like the party cubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we never had this shit rolled. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, or two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They want to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood. I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss. Who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with no our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther Cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Two centuries ago, when the United States was a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the conditions prevailed in the nation and the assumption on which its foundation were built was such that they ensured that the United States would come to its maturity under circumstances which mean that for a substantial proportion of citizens, life is nothing more than a living bed. Liberty is nothing more than a prison of poverty. And the only happiness we enjoy is laughing to keep from crying. We find evidence for majority freedom and minority oppression in the fact that even while the early settlers were proclaiming their freedom, they were deliberately and systematically depriving Africans of their freedom. These basic contradictions were further aggravated by acts which implicitly admitted that the majority was wrong, but unwilling to do right. Thus, when the Declaration of Independence was drafted, the Founding Fathers struck all mentions of the slave trade. Thus, when the United States Constitution was drafted, the Founding Fathers considered the slaves as equivalent to 3/5 of a man. Thus, when the slaves were emancipated, the descendants of the Founding Fathers compromised that freedom to gain further territory. These compromises were so basic to the thinking of the forebears that legal attempts to correct the contradiction through constitutional amendments and civil rights laws have produced no change in our conditions, and we are still a people without equal protection and due process of the law. We recognize then that the oppressive acts of the United States government, when contrasted with the testaments of freedom, carries forward a basic contradiction found in all the legal documents upon which this government is based. Generation after generation of the majority group have been born, they have worked, and they have seen the fruits of their labor in the life, liberty, and happiness of their children and grandchildren. Generation after generation of black people in America have been born, they have worked, and they have seen the fruits of their labors in the life, liberty, and happiness of the children and grandchildren of the oppressor. While their own descendants wallow in the mire of poverty and deprivation, holding only to the hope of change in the future. The hope has sustained us for many years and has led us to suffer the administration of a corrupt government. At the dawn of the 20th century, this hope led us to formulate a civil rights movement and the belief that the government would eventually fulfill its promise to black people. We did not recognize, however, that any attempts to complete the promise of the 18th century revolution in the framework of a 20th century government, economy, and society was doomed to failure. The descendants of that small company of original settlers of this land are not among the common people of today. They have become a small ruling class in control of a worldwide economic system. The Constitution set up by their ancestors to serve the people no longer serves the people. For the people have changed. The people of the 18th century have become the ruling circle of the 20th century. And the people of the 20th century are the descendants of the slaves and the dispossessed of the 18th century. The Constitution set up to serve the people of the 18th century now serves the ruling circle of the 20th century. And the people of today stand wanting for a foundation for their own life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. The civil rights movement has not produced this foundation, and it cannot produce this foundation because of the nature of the United States society and economy. The vision of the civil rights movement is to achieve goals which have been altered by 200 years of change. Thus, the civil rights movement and similar movements have produced no foundation for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They have produced humiliating programs of welfare and unemployment compensation, programs with sufficient form to deceive the people, but with insufficient substance to change the fundamental distribution of power and resources in this country. Moreover, while the movements attempt to get minorities in the system, we note that the government continues this pattern of practice which contradicts its democratic rhetoric. We recognize now that we see history repeating itself, but on an international as well as a national scale. The relentless drive for profit led this nation to colonize, oppress, and exploit its minorities. This profit drive took this nation from democratic capitalism and underdevelopment to bureaucratic capitalism and overdevelopment. Now we see that this small ruling circle continues its profit drive by oppressing and exploiting the people of the world. Throughout the world, the proletariat is crushed so that the profits of the American industry can continue to flow. Throughout the world, the freedom struggle of oppressed people are opposed by this government because they are a threat to the bureaucratic capitalism of the United States of America. We gather here to let it be known at home and abroad that a nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness has in its maturity become an imperialistic power dedicated to death, oppression, and the pursuit of profit. We will not be deceived by so many of our fellow men. We will not be blinded by small changes in form which lack any change in substance of the imperialist expansion. Our suffering has been too long. Our sacrifices have been too great. And our human dignity is too strong for us to be prudent any longer. Black Panther Party calls for freedom and power to determine our destiny. The Black Panther Party calls for full employment for all our people. The Black Panther Party calls for an end to the capitalistic exploitation of our community. The Black Panther Party calls for decent housing for all people. The Black Panther Party calls for an educational system that will tell us the true facts about this decadent society. Black Panther Party calls for exemption from the military service. The Black Panther Party calls for an end to police brutality. The Black Panther Party calls for freedom for all political prisoners and prisoners of war. The Black Panther Party calls for trials by members of our peer when we're brought to the court, and justice. The Black Panther Party calls for a United Nations plebiscite to determine the will of black people as to their national destiny. Black people and oppressed people in general have lost faith in leaders of America, and the government of America, and the very structure of the American government, that is the Constitution, its legal foundation. This loss of faith is based upon the overwhelming evidence that this government will not live according to the Constitution, because the Constitution is not designed for its people. For this reason, we assemble a constitutional convention to consider rational and positive alternatives. Alternatives which will place the emphasis on the common man. Alternatives which will bring about a new economic system in which the rewards as well as the work will be equally shared by all people, a socialist framework. Alternatives which will guarantee that within the socialist framework, all groups will be adequately represented in decision-making and administration which affect their lives. Alternatives which will guarantee that all men will obtain their full manhood rights, that they will be able to live, be free, and seek out those goals which will give them respect and dignity while permitting the same privileges for every other man, regardless of his condition or status. The sacredness of man and of the human spirit requires that human dignity and integrity ought to always be respected by every other man. We will sell for nothing less, or at this point in history, anything less is but a living debt. It is a fact that we will get change. We will transform the society. It is up to the oppressor to decide whether this will be a peaceful thing or we will use whatever means that is effective, regardless of the consequence, because it is our conclusion and our principle that a slave who dies a natural death will not balance two dead flies on the scales of eternity. But We will have our manhood, even if we have to level the face of the earth. And I get together. So I would like to say that we are one tonight. Let us be one in the future. Power to all of the people.
Welcome everybody. I'm gonna give a revolutionary roll call to those who tuning in with us. First and foremost, revolutionary love and respect for y'all tuning in. We're not in the studio today. We are here at Historical Hampton House. We're working. You know what I'm saying? So we get that PSA, that people service announcement out there. So we drywalling, getting circuits fixed, and we doing it. We gonna be painting. You know what I'm saying? We putting it in. I hear the security hounds out there. They all do, everybody putting work in. We did Story of Hampton House again. We did program the Black Panther Party Cubs. Free on my radio, hosted by yours truly, Chairman for Hampton Dream. Also, Robin Allen, aka the Lady of Rage. She's going to be tuning in with us shortly. Let me see this also. Yes, indeed. I'm honored to have our brother here, 500 live in the building. Thousands of people, y'all. We've been moving and grooving, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Let me get some powerful forces to tune in with us, y'all. And Chairman Fred say you did. We are too potent and revolutionary intoxicated to be astronomically intimidated. In other words, too high up for people to be shook up. It would be the 77th birthday of the visionary. Mr. UEP Newton.
Yes, sir.
And the Black Panther Party, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, everything, you know, just they laid out. It's still relevant, you know what I'm saying? A lot of cats be saying, well, I understand these words and terms. That was, you know what I'm saying? I'm just the 10-point platform, just the basic needs and aspirations of the people, man. And, you know what I'm saying? I don't know where I would be. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Without, you know, about the politics, you know what I'm saying? Now, we are honored to walk not in the footsteps, but the Panther Paul steps of some bad motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? The elimination, I mean, impact to this date, you know what I'm saying? The impact is ever developing on me and so many others, and information. So the Black Panther Party said information is raw material for new ideas. You know, every struggles that we we deal with. I recall when I was held captive, and I just I remember situations just going through Soledad Brothers, Field Marshal, Black Panther Party was, and just even. I'm calling out different contradictions, you know, so even, you know, dealing with, ironically, it was a time where I was struggling with a typewriter, you know, and I was reading about some struggles he was going about, you know, the time he was a typewriter, and, you know, how he struggled with his family. That's his mother and father. Like, don't cop no pleas with, with this administration, you know what I'm saying, because they're trying to break me. And that's something that, attempted to be done to the people in general, colonized communities, more so, and in particular those who dare to struggle, you know, the revolutionaries. And so, it's a hard job for not only those who take the position, for your respective loved ones, you know what I'm saying, or those around you, because the state would, attempt to. Seek out, have to break you directly, indirectly. And I just remember just even, just studying how Field Marshal George Jackson laid out certain contradictions, you know what I'm saying, even when he said a captive, and I, I correlate to, like, even this recent situation in regards to on a movie set, about the movie, you know what I'm saying, while brother just tuned in, where I just had a flashback about when I was held captive. And I remember stance we took. It's funny. It's cold outside right now, but it was cold. In that Galesburg, on that we were going to that gym, and we had that standoff, and they refused. You know what I'm saying? We stood our ground. You know what I'm saying? Man, right on, Brian. See, tuning in, man. Love, respect, man. And that's, you know, and it's not just, you know what I'm saying, individual position, you know what I'm saying, but however that the politics, you know what I'm saying, to put it in historical context, you know what I'm saying, previous stands have been taken and to connect the dots, you know. And I just, again, I feel so fortunate to be on with that path of politics, you know what I'm saying. And just in the ministry, people lay that shit down, lay that heat down. Man, keep you warm through the storm. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, y'all. I want y'all to feel free to call in 929-477-3785 and then press 1 to tune in, call in, club in, you know what I'm saying, with us. Any questions you might say, man, I ain't really catch that last word you said. What do you mean? I really want to understand what the Black Panther Party talking about, the plebiscite. What do you mean by that? You know, well, when you say politics, you're talking about voting. Whatever questions you have, let's seize the time. You know, if we want to, in the spirit of not only being servants of the people, but servants of history, we want to archive these shows and, you know, have a discussion and make sure we fight to maintain legacy. Minister, you keep me in the line and don't hold back. You might got some questions, you know, about your struggle, what happened. A lot of people romanticize the struggle. But let's engage in that type of dialogue. You know what I'm saying? Let's be here with some commitments. You know what I'm saying? To make sure that we, you know, struggle for incoming, upcoming generations. They know the legacy of Minister UEP Newton, they know the legacy of the Black Panther Party. We are fighting for the living, we are fighting for the unborn and living in the dead, as Field Marshal George Jackson said. As Field Marshal George Jackson said, we are fighting for the unborn and living in the dead, y'all. We live and direct in the Hampton House, you know what I'm saying, making history, taking history, taping history. You know what I'm saying? Y'all feel free to call in. I'm going to give a revolutionary roll call, you know what I'm saying, those who are tuned in with us. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about some of these historical moves just in the last few days. You know what I'm saying? Hitting the grammar schools, you know what I'm saying, elementary schools, the few that still left, going up in them, you know what I'm saying, talking to these youngsters, you know what I'm saying, leaving up out of there, hitting the streets, you know what I'm saying, our offices, you know what I'm saying? You know, the contrast, All-Star Weekend, you know what I'm saying, who we touched down with, Brother Wood Harris, you know what I'm saying? Man, you name it, you know, it's, man, the list goes on and on. We talk to cats from all walks of life, you know what I'm saying? Cats, the players, to the school cats, to the actors, the movie athletes, you know what I'm saying? Most important gentlemen, hitting them hard with the politics, you know what I'm saying? And it was, I mean, again, I'm on cloud 1,000. The WS Chairman Fred said, 2 polar 10 revolutionary intoxicated to be astronomically intimidated. In other words, too high up the people to be shook up. That's what we talking about. So y'all feel free to call in, club in with us, y'all. Live and direct. Whoa, we ain't playing no game, man. For real, man. Shit, man. Shout out to the building, Cornelius. That's what it is. Tay Davis, free them all right on. Con, I see you, my brother. Yes, sir. I sure I'm see you this Saturday, too, my brother. No doubt. Brother Conrad in the building. Let me say love and respect. Comrade Daphne on them boards, too. Quavener. That's what it is, my brother. Love and respect. Such a short, Greg Curry. Zip Fist Truck, I see you, my brother. I see you on the news yesterday, too. Feel free to call in. You know what I'm saying? You might want to give us some updates about, you know what I'm saying? You was right there with the pardon. With the U.S. President Donald Trump gave a pardon. Former Illinois Governor LaGuardia. We seen you on the news yesterday. So, you know what I'm saying? You might give us some insight. I thought about you, too, Zip, when I seen you on the news. I remember this I remember a situation with us in the news, man, and I thought about you, not seeing you, man, but feel free to call us with some updates about that. But, you know, so not only just pardon with Trump, but go on to any other relevant information. Jazzy, I see you, comrade. That's what it is. That's it. Free them all. Sean, love hopping the building. Erica, free them all. That's what it is. But Snap, I see the bit of silence. Erica, free them all. Show body. Love, respect. I see you. Y'all us before me. That's what it is, y'all. And you knew me. That's what it is. Emerald, love, respect. I see you, my sister. Real good. Hey, representing that code of culture, man. We gotta get the poetry back popping around here. Get a touchdown with you. I just brother, I just
you ain't going that far. Went
and sent me yesterday.
Really? I hear you, Daphne.
Okay.
Free my sorry, sir.
Fairmont, okay, and we'll build, that's what it is. Jazz, okay, we getting the calls in queue? Nyota, Prince Yoel, I see your sister, Fairmont, Prince Yoel. Brian, I see you, man. We just, hey, man.
Fairmont, no, sir.
Man,
we're waiting on the call from the camp, though, sir. They just called on the other line and said they'll be calling in from the concentration camp.
Yes, indeed. We definitely looking forward to that, you know what I'm saying? Without, man, listen. I mean, the insults are intelligence. I'm talking, this motherfucker is talking about says December 29th, Mississippi. I mean, the most apolitical, the shit, the snake order, the shit they even say to us. I don't even know how these journalists even repeat this shit. 19 prisoners have, they say, died in Mississippi. I mean, man, and I say, they had a situation, it was a whole uproar the other day. They found in Inglewood, so this criminal, Lopez, 15th Ward Alderman Ray Lopez, they had a whole uproar, about this. The horse was found dead, you know what I'm saying, over there in the 15th Ward. I'm like, dang, you know, horses, you know this motherfucker, though, but mess me up. But, man, motherfuckers, get knocked up left and right in the Cook County Jail, left and right, you know what I'm saying? You ain't heard no uproar. Man, come on, man, real talk. And love, respect. The field marshals in the building, communication secretary, Fairmont, that's what it is. Yes, indeed. We got forces from all over the world tuning in with us. Philadelphia checking in with us. That's what it is. It real good to see last night Philadelphia. I'm a raw. That's what it is, Fairmont. Too high up for people to be shook up. Yes, indeed. Right back at you, I'm a raw. The field marshals in the building. Let's do it. Okay. We looking forward to it. Where's the bird? I want to stay in the building, y'all. Man, we just have a powerhouse. We waiting on some force to call in from the camps, y'all. Man, 500 tools to jump in. It's like jumping in. Y'all said feel free to. We just, man.
We just said something that was real powerful. It's like a reflection of this weekend. He said two things that resonated real strong with me. Bureaucratic capitalism. This weekend was that. They found a way to stop everything from recycling black dollar and turned it back over to the city and the state. Everything that we spent this weekend, the millions of dollars that was spent, was turned back over to the oppressor.
You talking about this weekend, Chicago in particular, All-Star weekend. Yeah.
Everything across Western was stopped straight down the line, systematically, all the way across. They didn't want any famous people crossing over, which is fine because of resources.
Yeah.
But with millions of dollars coming to the city, there should have been thousands and thousands of basketballs, gym shoes left for this summer.
Yeah.
So I'm praying that they're in a store somewhere because they ain't got back to us where it's going to be.
Yeah.
So hopefully our kids have all kind of basketball shoes and clothes this summer because the NBA did a whole lot. They had a monumental All-Star game this year. So hopefully the children of Chicago will benefit from this
real talk.
Summer.
So you saying like in face, okay, in the face of, I forgot me, in the community, I mean, deaths, murders, and conditions we going through, but just like something they raised in Brazil, they're talking about the Olympics to Brazil. They said, well, wait a minute, all these resources, you know what I'm saying? We know somebody benefited. You was rapping just even down to the race dynamics, the politics, how you had to play the black club, everything.
It was really strange. We did stuff downtown, out west, out south, and I talked to a lot of the promoters and the people, and I've never seen the police force act the way they act. And they couldn't use the police against us because there's a lot of us, blacks and browns, on the police department. So they used the fire department and inspectors to shut joints down, give tickets, harass people, scare people, and literally steal the money out of our pockets. I'll bear witness. You feel me? Literally steal the money out of our pockets. Leave 800-900 people standing outside the club, wait till the artists get there and shut them down, glue tickets, cut music off, cut lights on, detour people, cut off traffic. And they didn't hurt us or do nothing except they wasted our time every day. They wasted 4 or 5 hours every day, which caused people not to be able to move around and be disgusted and go home. So it wasn't a physical, like battering. It was a mental thing that they did and laid down. So it shows the torch of the state because they so cold at what they do, they mentally banged us without having forces outside with sticks.
Yeah.
It was a small way. This word, bureaucratic capitalism, that's what happened this weekend.
Raw form.
And I just learned it and saw it and gave it a word now. Now I got a word for that.
Did it. You know, you see that, you know, them young, you know, relatively youngsters, early 20s, them cats, I'm to my man, coming out there, you know what I'm saying, working all week, you know what I'm saying, you know, coming with no issues, none of that, you know what I'm saying, and this is, you know, and I tell you, go back to Comiskey Park with a Cubs, Chicago Cubs baseball team player, you know what I'm saying, and see the contrast, how the white community, you know what I'm saying, they drunk, had fight, you know what I'm saying,
boys
and
to be boys,
you know, real talk, and you know what I'm saying, and again, I mean, like, you know, it's talking about the resource that Chicago and the Garnet just the first, the initial day or two with the legalization of marijuana and with the taxes.
Amazing.
You know what I'm saying? But, hey, but it's already raised. They talking about it's a big discussion about, you know, what about the black community, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, to do that, so on and so forth. It's not a question about us not having the skills or the wherewithal to do certain things. A lot of cats, you know, silly say this, man. Oh, man, you always don't blame the system. I mean, that this party, everything is political in Chicago. The way you party, the politics.
Picking up your garbage.
All that, you know what I'm saying? Man, if your garbage get picked up, you know what I'm saying? It's political. Real talk, y'all. I'll call in the Cubs.
The Free Monster, Jimmy.
Free Monster, come with that.
Free Monster, we have a caller from the camp online. Free them all. Call
Free
them all.
Welcome
to
Free them all radio. Welcome to my radio.
Hey,
how you
Jimmy,
doing? Welcome
how you doing?
Radio. I'm good.
Thanks
I'm good.
For letting me call in.
You called in before. You the same caller called in before, with it, right?
I'm calling.
Right on.
I'm calling from Logan Correctional.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
We hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, a little bit better.
Me? Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You know, go ahead. This phone line's open.
Okay. I have some bills that that they're bringing up. It's to bring parole back for all of us that are incarcerated, to make it retroactive, and I need help getting people to be on board with this bill. It's Senate Bill 3233.
Senate Bill 3233.
And then also, yes, sir. And then it's also House Bill 2054. That's to get rid of the truth in sentencing.
Say House Bill.
And
say
I'm
House
like,
Bill number again.
The House Bill is 2054 for truth in sentencing.
Okay.
And parole for all is 3233. We need to push these politicians, these people that we're electing in these places of power, to get them to vote yes, to get these people that are incarcerated, because Pritzker just put up a bill saying that he's going to get rid of mass incarceration and cash bond, but we're not seeing any results for the people that are already incarcerated.
So, okay, for those who tuned in with us, we're talking about Illinois and the present governor, Pritzker, Illinois. So Pritzker is saying they're talking about getting rid of cash bonds.
The mandatory minimum.
Bernie Sanders. Wasn't he talking about? Did he mention that about the cash, eradicating the cash bond? Was that you know about that? You know anything about
the
that?
The one in New York, I know. The governor of New York already signed off on it, so I hope that Pritzker will actually do what he said he's going to do and get rid of the mandatory minimums and the cash. And the cash bail.
And the cash. and the cash box, right? Okay, so just for those who, okay, like, who not, who may not be in the know, that, okay, like, we refer to it like a, we in vernacular in the streets of Chicago, Cook County, the I bond, right? Like you said, you get locked up, say, you get
right.
an I bond. You probably sign, you know, you sign, you know, you come to come on recognizance. What, so,
right.
there, so there's discussion now in Illinois and nationwide about, okay, getting rid of the cash bond. And what cases are they talking about? What's the small print? What are they saying, like, for the exception of what? You know anything about that?
I don't know anything about it. I'm assuming it's going to be for small drug cases and people that are crowding up the system with recidivism because they let them out, they come right back. Give the people that have been locked up for 4 or 5 years more, let them come out. Let us go home on parole. Let us have a chance instead of keep having the same people come back and reoffend. And there's no treatment for them, so how are they supposed to help themselves?
If that's okay, so you mentioned also about basically the bill would call for it to be retroactive. In other words, that it wouldn't just impact those who
right.
get their cases now, but it would go back. So we're talking about all these bills being retroactive?
The main bill that we're trying to get is parole for all, is the 3233. That's the Senate bill. 3233.
Yes, that's the Senate bill.
That's the main one that we need to push. And then.
What on the Senate level, which politician, which senator do you see do you know of in your hand?
I can't hear you breaking up.
What do you know of hand? Which senator would be more likely to push this and support this? Do you know of hand?
Justin Slaughter. It'll be Representative Justin Slaughter. And
Justin
also,
Waters.
And Justin Slaughter is the one that introduced the bill. Also, there's a lady that I have contact with. Her name is Sharon Stone. She's the head of the Parole Illinois organization. Sherry Stone. I'm sorry, Sherry Stone.
Oh, I was supposed
to. Out for her. Would she be able to? She already agreed to call into next Wednesday.
Okay. Beautiful.
The head of parole, and I gave her your information.
Okay, right on. These are you online?
And then there's also a gentleman. She's online. She's you could go to paroleillinois.org, sign the petition to bring parole back and make it retroactive.
Got you.
And then there's also a gentleman by the name of Bill Ryan. He's also a prison advocate. He's the one that is responsible for abolishing the death penalty and making it life without parole. He did a documentary called Stateville Calling that you could watch on PBS.
Stateville what?
Stateville Calling.
What is it? Stateville Calling?
Yes, Stateville Calling.
Okay. Got it.
And I'm going to send him an email and see maybe if he could call in and talk on next Wednesday also.
Right on. Are y'all hearing word about what's so hold on, before I go there, let me just make sure a rundown real quick. Senate Bill 3233, House Bill 2054, that's regards to truth and sentencing. With that, is there a particular representative in particular that's really online that support this particular bill? Is there another one that's online with this one, or another senator for this House bill, or is there a different representative that we can get on the show? We can, you know what I'm saying, help push this bill through. Is it another politician?
These are just the bills that were given to me today. I went to the law library and actually got these. These are the new ones that are introduced. As they come and I get them, I definitely will shoot them to you so we can get support on them. There's also another one. It's House Bill 4273. It's upon compassionate release, like if you're sick or your family members are sick, that they're actually looking into, like, if you're on your deathbed or if your family members are on your deathbed and you served a majority of your sentence, they're trying to commute your sentence.
We're actually, it's actually a campaign ongoing right now regards to Dr. Mutula Shakur about pushing for that, you know, compassion release. Offhand, do you know any, and for listeners also, they have petitions moving around in regards to for that compassion release. In fact, I just had a flashback of the case of was Herman Wallace of the Angola
Okay.
Plea. They literally let the day, they let him out the day. You know, I think he passed. I mean, the same day. You know, what I'm saying that they let him out. And yeah, it's hard to even think of using the same the word compassionate. These concentration camps in the same sentence. You know,
you have 1 minute left.
Okay.
Hey, okay.
Well, they cut
us
off.
Go ahead.
So.
We appreciate
you. Feel free to contact me. You can get my contact information, and I'll definitely call in next Wednesday and just keep me informed, and I'll keep you informed.
Yes, indeed. Definitely. We're going to put you on one prison, one contact. We're going to give people correspond with you, no doubt about it. Yes, indeed. But we appreciate you.
Okay.
You know,
so, Peter, work.
Right on. That's what it is. Right on. Let's do it. Let's make history, take history, take history.
Right
on. That's what we're talking about. Right on. Keep your head up, eyes on the big
right.
Things. Right on. Free them all.
Thank you.
On.
Free them all.
Yes, thank you. Free them all. Right on. We live and direct, y'all. We on
all
the streets. We behind enemy lines. We in the studios. We in the barbershops. We on the road. We on the highways and byways. We in the mosque. We in the church. We in the studios. We in the club. You know what I'm saying? We
thank
live,
you for
we
using
are out there with the people.
Free
them all. Yes, indeed. Right on.
You had the right comment.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Hey, y'all, see, that's what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? We take the position that, you know, nobody's going to save us but us. You know, the people are our most important resource. So we want to make sure that we, those, somebody feel free to retype that up there, too, on the live. That, Senate Bill 3233, also House Bill, 2054, that's regards to truth and sentences. And parole for all, that's 3233. I mentioned that before. And we're looking forward to, I don't know what particular title, but the ladies over the parole board call in, you know what I'm saying, regards to that discussion, too. Because, you know, Illinois, they used to have an indeterminate sentence when you went up on the parole board. There was the C numbers, they call them C numbers. And, you know, you go up on the board and go through the whole process, you know, you get your life together now, you get education, so on and so forth. But it really was like a excursion of futility, sending you through the process, you know, so still denying, you know, so denying your fact. Chairman Larry Hoover and others, you know what I'm saying, who were on that, C numbers, you know what I'm saying, that was served, I think it went up to 1978, like I say, you know, and it was blatantly exposed how the white prisoners, regardless of how gruesome, their cases were, they were given early release, you know what I'm saying, but there was countless, you know what I'm saying, brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying, going through like the merry-go-round with them damn parole boards, you know what I'm saying, so we want to make sure we push for this here, I call her to call back in with us, we'll make sure this is retroactive, and that's, again, layman terms, they're talking about not just, they're signing law today. You're like, whoa, man, what about my cousin? He had the same type of case. Well, your cousin, he got his case in January, and you know what I'm saying, it don't impact. So that's something that y'all just doing heads up for, like, these different laws, about them being retroactive. So, okay, even though it started today, you know what I'm saying, go back, you know what I'm saying, make sure you impact others, though. So that's what we talking about, y'all. We live and direct, y'all, 929-477-3785. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? Y'all feel free to come on through the Hampton House. We working, we getting in, y'all. My man dropped some light blue paint, some light paint, some bottles of water, whatever. You might say, I can't even drop a Home Depot card off, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Drop it off. Drop it off. You know what I'm saying? We put it to work. You know what I'm saying? So we moving the groove. Any more callers in queue? Some comrade?
Yeah, free them all, Brother Chairman. We have Brother Haki on the line. Free them all.
Free them all. Yes, yes, sir.
Hello?
Free them all.
Free them all.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. And you, my brother?
Well, I'm good. I'm good. Listen. Listen, Sister Empress Chi forwarded me your information about your program, so I'm just calling in to give you my love and support,
right,
you know, for your program. Now, I do want to make a quick comment. In terms of the Ritalin, Sister Lady Rage talked about. And the thing is that by reducing the serotonin in one's brain, it has, in the long term, it has a detrimental impact on the brain. So parents don't realize that that stuff is only designed to take for a short period of time. But what happens is that by virtue of making these kids zombie-like when they take this Ritalin and other hard-on wrestlers crap, what happens is that the teachers admire, they love the change. Even though it's destructive to the child's brain, they love the fact that the kid is like a zombie. So it's up to parents to say, listen, my kid got to be weaned off the stuff. The kid shouldn't be on that stuff longer than a year at the most. It's only for a short-term, it's only a short-term approach in terms of attention deficit disorder. So it's important that the parents understand that, because the school systems don't give a damn. You know, they'll let the kids stay on it for years and years and years, and the irreparable damage it does to the brain, they don't give a damn about. So it's up to the parents. It's only for short-term use. It's important that parents understand that. The second thing, real quickly, brother, and I conclude with this. The question in terms of the high incarceration rate of African people, I think it's important that we understand that reality is, in the context of this capitalist system, the reality is, what alternatives do they have other than incarcerating large number of African people? You know, we often talk about these tax cuts for the wealthy. People have to ask themselves, what are the benefits of these tax cuts for the wealthy? The reality is, there are no benefits for the system in terms of tax cuts for the wealthy. The only thing it does is enrich the wealthy. That's all it does. In terms of the real economy, in terms of people's need for jobs, affordable housing, quality education, those kind of things, those tax cuts does absolutely nothing in terms of enriching the needs of human beings in these communities. We have to understand, if you extrapolate, then you understand, by giving money to wealthy people, then understand that what that means is that poor people won't have access to any money. Well, what are you going to do with all of these poor people who don't have access to money? The only recourse for a capitalist system is you incarcerate them. And it goes a step even further. Under the National Defense Authorization Act, they actually talked, they got five regions in the country in which they're already established, in which they plan to intern a large number of people, specifically African people. It's quite impossible, because this is the way the capitalist system operates. And this is what... So again,
I mean, cut you off, brother. What's the name of the act again? You said the act,
National Defense. It's under the National Defense Authorization Act.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you get the opportunity, look, check it out, research it. It's very interesting, because people really don't understand the nature of the beast in terms of what's going on in society. So clearly, if we're talking about limiting incarceration of our people, particularly starting with our children, then what we have to do, we have to change the way our children think. We have to understand that these schools that we send our children to are not designed in terms of educating our children. They're designed to indoctrinate our children. So we shouldn't be surprised that our children come out of school, after 2 years of school, coming out more self-hating, than they went into the school. So we have to understand that this is part of the educational process. If we don't have institutions to counteract that brainwashing, that conditioning, then we can't expect our children to come out to be free thinking. And if they're not free thinking, then what happens is they acquiesce to the powers of the system. Whatever the system wants them to do, they do it, because they don't understand that they're just tools of the system. And so young brothers and sisters running around, you know, killing each other over drugs or killing each other in terms of self-hatred and all of this stuff, it's all by design. This is what the system wants them to do. They don't understand that because of the anger won't allow them to think straight. So we need institutions to sort of clarify for our young people what it is that we're up against, understanding what it is, understanding how it impacts us, so we can change what we think in terms of how we approach the system. So that's very, very important that we do that. It's a lot of work to be done, but the bottom line, if we don't do it, we can't realistically expect the system to do for us, you know, what we should be doing for ourselves. And that's just the cold reality. And I'll conclude with that, brother.
Well, appreciate your call, my brother. Good point you touched on, the riddling, the attempt, as we mentioned, before, I'm going to keep on mentioning, similar to the British and other imperialistic powers, what they're dealing with the China and other places, to turn an entire community, entire people to a nation of junk, And this not only for the economy, but also the breaking period, even the time that they hit these youngsters with it, and all these, these youngsters deal with, these habits that they are forced to come out, and they can't follow up with it, with no prescription pills. They have, go to, other ways, fulfill these pharmaceutical needs, and again, it should be defined as nothing less than chemical, biological warfare. It's waging on our people. It's a great cause, brother. Great cause, great information. Yes, indeed. We live direct, y'all. We color days up the birthday of Minister UEP Newton, visionary of the Black Panther Party. Laid it down, y'all. Feel free. I might forget to say something because I'm John Ford going cruise. Since y'all know a lot about these war stories and what the Minister UEP Newton did. If you want to, top it up, feel free again. Call in on this 929-477-3785 and then press 1. We live that way. Or type up any questions or comments you did that you want to touch, you think we should touch on any, because, something we may have missed. I'm a Ross. I missed your comment. I see your comment up there about me speaking at Gov funeral. I got to represent at the repass. Man, I touched down, man. Yeah, we had to be there, man. I missed the funeral, but I guess I made it to the repass, y'all. Real talk. One of Mr. Hoover's finest, brother Gov. Yes, indeed. W. Clark. Yes, indeed. Y'all feel free. Typing in questions, comments, whatever, or even calling in 929-477-3785. Any callers in queue? Matter of fact, give me you can't. I know it's last minute. We can't pull that Mississippi piece I just did. It's on YouTube. We can't pull that down. If we could, let me know if we could. Let's run that before the show is over. Mississippi, y'all. Excuse me. They're still killing us left and right, y'all. Real talk. That's right. Long live Minister UEP Newton. Ooh. Bad man. I say bad in the black way. Yes, indeed, y'all. Real talk. Powerful information, y'all. So, no more calls in queue? Oh, yeah, definitely.
Free them all.
Free them all.
We have caller 312-720. Free them all.
Free them all. Honcho, inbox me. I can connect. We definitely need a camera. Yeah, definitely. Yes, indeed. Yeah, people can come with. Welcome to my radio.
Hello.
Welcome to my radio, Carl. How you doing?
I'm good. Free them all, Chairman. This is Eric Mobley.
Hey, free them all. Free them all. What's happening, brother? Right on.
No, nothing much, bro, man. I'm just calling in to show some respect, man. Whenever we get to meet, I always express and you likewise, how much love and respect I got for you and the rest of the Panther Cubs, bro, and I, whenever I can, I always try to check out your show, man. Like I've said, bro, from the bottom of my heart, man, I always love your perspective and the information that you give and, I just love coming across brothers and people that I believe is sincere, man. And, I just wanted to call in and express that, bro.
Revolutionary appreciation, man. That's real talk, man. That's not in the spirit of steel shopping, steel the men and women shopping, the men and women. It's good, to hear, the dialogue and the, just touch base with forces, Because, again, it's certain conversations that we can have now. that we are having. And again, a lot of times people take it for granted, you know what I'm saying? And it's just it's a conscious level. And there's certain forces I dare not take for granted, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, as the old saying goes, common sense ain't common. And it also, it's just, you know, to be able to acknowledge this is, you know what I'm saying? That's a step up. You had another old saying, knowing is half the battle. That's, you know what I'm saying? To relate with, you know, certain forces. Or just, you know, with this, it's refreshing. It's refreshing. We are not victorious as of yet. However, there's a certain amount of freedom in fighting back. Again, there's a certain amount of freedom in fighting back. And just to be able, you know what I'm saying, not to go through, you know, when you're going to whisper certain things, you hesitate on saying certain things, but just even have a, you know what I'm saying, actual dialogue, you know what I'm saying, about what's going on with our community, you know what I'm saying, what's happening here, like, acknowledge, because this system has terrorized us to the point that we terrified to say that we terrorized, you know what I'm saying, they have shook us up so much that we don't want to say it, you know what I'm saying,
no doubt,
so just even acknowledge it, you know what I'm saying, and we're not saying in no defeatist type of way, like, oh, wazzy, but no, you know what I'm saying, I don't know, episode, man, in these posts and stuff, U.S. imperialism in particular is extremely Machiavellian. They know how to, you know, man, the distractions, you know, we call them, you know, what is Kim Kardashian, what is she wearing right now, you know what I'm saying, all the time, you know, some, you know, they doing sweeps in some places, you know what I'm saying, the all-star game, you know what I'm saying, man, you go back and look at the deaths that's happening this month, you know what I'm saying, like, I mean, in Chicago alone, you know what I'm saying? Man, so it's just to keep these contradictions out there. You know what I'm saying? It's a breath of fresh air to be able to have forces you can dialogue with. You know what I'm saying? Because some a lot of cases, you know what I'm saying, fear factor or naivety or what have you, just, you know, subjectivity. They refuse to acknowledge what's going down in our communities. You know what I'm saying? Or they come up, you know, just a reactionary response. You know, we doing this to ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Man, this shit is done by design, man. You know, man.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. It's not. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Say it again, brother. No, you were, what you were saying?
No, I was just, you know, agreeing with everything you say. You were saying, you know, absolutely. None of this is coincidence. You know, our communities, we have to stop looking at this, at our situation as though, like, we've been the victim of one long, continuous stroke of bad luck or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to understand that this shit is being made to happen, you know? You know, me in particular, one of the points that I harp on is just, you know, us taking responsibility for our situation. But make no mistake about it. You know, I understand who my enemy is and where my enemy lies, and
yes,
I understand, you know, what the root cause is. I may not talk about racism a lot, or I may not talk about who doing what, but, you know, I ain't focused on them. We can't address them until we decide, you know what I'm saying, what we going to do, what stance we going to take. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just, man, like I say, man, it's just refreshing to run across brothers and sisters that I believe are genuine, you know, and like you said, man, they done dumbed us down and got us so numb to the point, you know, when you look at the shit that we do pay attention to, you know, like a missed free throw or a fumble football, that brings on the rage of the people. But, you know, the murder and death of the children, that's kind of like par for the course. You know, that's crazy, man. Oh, that's crazy. And, you know, like I say, Chairman, man, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, man, love and respect for you and anybody else that's genuine, you know, anybody else that I believe genuine and sincere, you know what I'm saying? I got nothing but love and respect for them, you know, and I just wanted to call in and express that. So,
We appreciate that. Appreciate you, my brother. You always feel free to call in, man. What is that? We appreciate that. Appreciate you, brother. Come on, it's been a while. You know what I'm saying? Just to see your face too, man. You know what I'm saying? again, it's inspiring. It's inspiring just to, you know, to touch down with certain forces, you know what I'm saying? Again, spirit is still sharpening steel, and men and women sharpening men and women, man. It's inspiring to have, you know what I'm saying? So I'm honored. You know what I'm saying, how you call in, brother, you know what I'm saying? So feel free, you need to have it all the time. Real talk.
No doubt. Free them all.
We live and direct. Taking history on this historical show. We're talking about the birthday of Minister E.P. Newton. We're talking with, you know, those who are here, captain. We're talking about the community. We're talking to other organizers. We're talking about, you know what I'm saying, contradiction issues that we are facing right now today. You know what I'm saying? We're not talking about the 60s and the abstract of a nostalgic abstract of a symbol. We're talking about the tax that we still up under, and also the resistance, you know. It's a hell of a thing. Everything, including kitchen sink. I was watching this piece on Amazon today. It was Jeff, I forgot the guy's name, over Amazon. Just the different dynamics, you know, just the product. You know, it was even asking Jeff Bezos, I don't know if they were saying his name wrong, but they was talking to some designers of Alexa and these different listening devices. And the guy was like, how did you convince all these millions of people to put listening devices inside their home? And so the guy said, yeah, for Amazon, I said, well, you know, it's really not a listening device. And, you know, he switched it. he gave the euphemism, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, you know, it ain't really $6. It's kind of like a half a dozen, you know. They were showing them they bring up the contradiction, like, you know, everything from children, and they were showing the different things about how the workers, watching what time their parents leave, breaking the house, so on and so forth. And just the whole dynamic, you know what I'm saying? I had a flashback. I was a Supertown Supermax. And it's like a last off of crime zone that shit they do to us, man. And they had these cells, these cages with these perforated doors you couldn't see outside. And I remember, man, the little tactics they used to try to play on, you know, different prisoners. This cat next door to me. And I was trying to let them know here. So that, you know, I watched the guards. Certain guards coming on the shift. They'll hit the microphone, talk to the cell. He's man, Chairman, you hear that? The cell is haunted, you know. And I watched these guards go through the psychological warfare. And I was, explaining to the cat, you know, this they doing, trying to break it, you know what I'm saying, one way or another, man. And then we had to really struggle to put all this stuff in context, you know what I'm saying, like, We try to detach it, like, okay, it's just this, it's just that. You know, people say, man, people say, oh, here comes Chairman, you got this whole theory. Man, I was just telling y'all about when I feel monster earlier. I said, listen, man, it's something. All this discussion going on in Hong Kong, the protesting, you know, in China, you know what I'm saying? Then, yeah, bam, coronavirus, you know what I'm saying? You ain't heard no more about the protest no more, you know what I'm saying? Y'all say, man, you can't make this shit up, man. I say, man. You can't make this shit up, man. I mean, again, from the chemical biological warfare to the propaganda, you name it. I mean, hey, they don't miss a beat, man. Man, real talk, yo. We live and direct. I didn't feel about fucking with you on the line, so you don't know about that. Every forum, man. Y'all feel free to call in with us, send your comments. Anything you say, question you have about Minister UEP News, question you have about the Black Panther Party. You know what I'm saying? Feel free. Question about the work that we're doing to carry on the legacy of Black Panther Party, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all get up with us, y'all. Hit us up. GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHamptonHouse50. Cash app, $SaveTheHamptonHouse. Man, we've been putting it in. It's called the culture. Man, Rakim, up to us. Man, we are moving and grooving, y'all, putting this work out. You know what I'm saying? Yes, indeed. Right on. Is it Terrell? Y'all make sure y'all re-emphasize one prisoner, one contact, please. In other words, you know, get some correspondence to those who are captive. I hope y'all keep updated. What's happening down in Mississippi? You know what I'm saying? What's happening? And we, Mississippi, we see the time because the world is watching, but this is the modus operandi on how they get down inside these camps. You know what I'm saying? You know, cats coming up dead back to back. You know what I'm saying? And we both get all dead. Some of the people just died. You know, shit, that's McGordon, he got, he said, he had some breaking news his press conference today. He's talking about how to, you know, the racism and the over-sentencing in the prison. He's like, what? You got to be jiving. You know, what? You know,
news,
you know what I'm saying? At Richard Pryor, community genius Richard Pryor say, white people that come through our neighborhoods, they see us out there with dope needles in our arms, dope residue by our nose. That's a shame. They go home, his son come on the front porch with a can of Budweiser beer. They say, oh, my God. It's so, yeah, so we have a, so again, for the former governor, you know what I'm saying? Man, the Lord Blagojevich just got a pardon yesterday. He has said this racist has the system set up. So I want to make sure y'all repeat that. Not about, you know, not coming to who still, you know, can't hear nothing that's white folks here. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Man, it comes directly at the white man's mouth. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Some real talk. He's out here, y'all. Any no callers? No callers in Houston, the time we're at? Any questions?
Grandma,
any,
brother,
you
no callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press no. Grandma, brother.
Nick Ross, what you doing, brother? What that little sister? Right on. We them all, little sister, right on. We them all. Yes, indeed. Oh, Jared Ball, man, right on. I'm glad you told in. Man, matter of fact, we're going to be ahead of the game. We're going to drop a heads up. We next week's show. We're going to be honored. We're going to do like a we're going to combine, you know what I'm saying, Brother Jared Ball's audience, you know what I'm saying, we're going to be on the show with us next week. We're going to talk about some different dynamics, you know what I'm saying. The whole thing about, you know what I'm saying, the black, a lot of people say, you know, these bad black, they're going to save us, so on and so forth. We're going to have some different takes on this. So we're going to be having that discussion. We're going to talk about the Saving Happen House. We're going to talk about the upcoming movie, some other dynamics, you know what I'm saying, but our brother's going to be on with us this Wednesday coming up, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Some of these controversial issues, where you stand, you know, where you at with it. You know what I'm saying? What information, what's your insight on it? You know what I'm saying? Your thoughts on it. You know what I'm saying? And why these subjects are relevant. So, again, y'all, make sure y'all be on deck tuning in. What is that, 6:30 p.m. Central? You know, we riding, you know what I'm saying? Central again. So, our brother Jeb Ball will be on deck with us. That's what it is, y'all. And feel free, if you want to, just give a heads up. You can call in tonight, but we're going to have you officially online with us next Wednesday. That's what it is. Nick Ross, I see you. That's what it is. Free them all. No doubt. Right on. Matter of fact, those in our viewing audience, y'all make sure I Jerry Barnes put a link up just now. It's our like 2020. In fact, that's I'm going to say it right. His outlet, you know what I'm saying? So y'all tune in. Some his pet, you know, so I know love for quite some time. So check that out. You can put the link up just now on the Facebook. And again, we're going to be honored to have him online with us in official capacity next Wednesday. And as you be, Morris Mills. Morris Mills, what's up with you? I see my brother right on. Free him on, right on. You making history, taking history, taping history. We talking about a number of different things. We talking about the birthday of Minister Huey P. Newton.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? We talking about the how we had the season time. This, you know, this weekend with the All-Star Game, and a lot of times, people like, in fact, some of y'all may remember the big struggle we had with the Olympics in Chicago. And we went into a lot of struggles. A lot of people like, we're just going to, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times we get mixed up, we're like, oh, it's going to be better for us, we're going to have the Olympics. But you go back and look at the history, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, people have been devastated, you know, in their communities, had opened the door for the gentrification, excuse me, the land grab, another dynamic, and, you know what I'm saying, everything they had to do with the Democratic Convention. It was a different world from right there on Madison, the Henry Horner projects that they came through, they moved on the community. So you have to be really cautious, you know, in your guard, and be careful when you start speaking French at the wrong time. In other words, we going to have this. Hold on, man. It's good for the hunter. Ain't necessarily good for the hunter. It was good for the hunter. It's not necessarily good for the hunted. You know, you can't be no rabbit out there in the field. Man, you see that beautiful Remington rifle that man from the back? That's good for him.
Right.
Man. So when they talk about these different things, these entities, the All-Star Gang coming, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have the Democratic Convention, you know, in Chicago. We getting Obama a library in Chicago. Man, at what expense? At what expense? Because this is the nature of capitalism. You know what I'm saying? It's parasitical by nature. You know what I'm saying? It's a field marshal George Jackson said it's a blood-sucking politics. It's a blood-sucking economy. It's a parasitical politics. It's a parasitical economy. A lot of times, catching over this reactionary response, oh, man, my taxes went up. I got these tickets and took my house down, took my car. This is the nature. So you got to when they talk about development, they talk about the Barclays Center, you know what I'm saying, in New York, you know what I'm saying, and what it's best. You know what I'm saying? You real talk. You have to say, I can't believe the government, the system doing this to us. I can't believe the alderman. What do you think? It's like the episode in Sopranos. Yeah, Sopranos. Tony was taxing one dude. The dude said, "Man, Tony, I you were friends. I can't believe that you're doing it to me. You know what I'm saying? My shop, my business, that you're doing this to me, taking it." Tony said, "What do you like? What's your definition of the mafia? Like, what do you think? What do you think? Tony said, what do you think? What do you think? How do you think?" So I got people talking about the police and said, "What do you think? A lot of people say, "Well, it's been bad. System went bad." But go through historically, you know what I'm saying? Historically, you know what I'm saying? Man, this how this motherfucker get down.
Yeah, they only say that because they don't know history. They don't read.
This is subjective.
They don't connect it. One instance at a time.
Motherfucker, come on, man. I can't believe the dog is barking. What's wrong? What the fuck going on? What? Talk. Put him on Erica and you be in the business. I'm telling you, again, y'all, JF Ball going to be on deck with us next Wednesday, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all be on. We have some powerful conversation. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we said, man, we had discovered how powerful the dollar is. And if we say this, you know what I'm saying, we could be free, so on and so forth. And, you know what I'm saying, but, man, you constantly run into contradictions. And I say contradictions are not put up in the defeatist type of way, though, but cases of those who, you know what I'm saying, who have, you know, businesses. In Chicago in particular, it's a nice, a well-put-together documentary. These cases, it was comedians, it's about the payoff. They talk about the and they had to pay up the politicians. It was about the comedy clubs in Chicago, and they give a whole historical analysis about the
how they did
their business, and they even went back far, like even like the taxes, the fines. I've been placed in some places. I was in Sacramento, and I said, y'all mindset is like people wanted. Like even the music in the Bay Area,
right.
Their whole indie state of mind, like you know, in Texas, they be like, it's indie. The industry itself, you know what I'm saying? And you wonder, you know, how, like, where's the mindset? A lot of these cats, you know, why is the big thing catch on? They gotta get fined, so on and so forth. But the fines, the real kind of red tape, they do a lot of cats. Like
yeah.
Even they were saying had a whole story about the Miss O'Leary's cow kicking the Great Chicago Fire. They give us a whole historical data. How this was set up to just to justify bringing some more fines and taxes in. I see. Hey, well, Frank Sinatra said Chicago was this kind of town. You admit that shit.
Yeah.
Gangster, man. Gangster. Real talk.
This word, man.
And now, hey,
we open
up with it. Real talk. Yes, you laid it out. Yes, indeed.
That whole speech, whatever that was, need to be repeated and people need to hear it. Because I want to hear that again.
Before we go, let us know. Was that the People's Convention in Philadelphia? I don't know that speech, the minister repeated that you played earlier. Where that speech was from?
Powerful.
Oh man, he cut no corners, man.
It's a lot, but that game,
man.
And it was so long ago. It was like he said it this weekend.
She's irrelevant. Shit, man. Hey, that shit, man. Visionary minister repeated, man. She's hey. See, at politics, it ain't like no card of milk. Ain't no expiration date on it. That shit, man, is still relevant. Still relevant. Real talk.
I didn't know he was Aquarius neither, so I'm all
clear. So you're locked in now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, back to back.
I won't forget that.
Yeah.
Because it's certain mental types that came with other mental types that moved to people.
Did. He definitely done that, man. He's still doing it. Man, you hear that presentation, and you ain't, you know what I'm saying, it ain't captain nothing on you. You know what I'm saying? Check your pulse, man, or go get the badge, one or the other. Go get the badge and check your pulse, man.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Long live the spirit of the pastor. Hey, man, he's the hey, man. That's I'm so grateful for us. I don't know where I'd be without this shit. Politics, shit, don't know where.
I don't think we would have made it, man, because it gave us, because no, it was nobody else that gave us an understanding. And you're too smart, you don't know what to do. So that made you know you're not smart enough and you need to read some more and do some more. Because whatever the people gave you was a lie.
Yeah.
So we stopped picking them books up, the contradiction got exposed. So at 12, 13, 14, being clear done got us to be almost 50. You feel me? No matter what we went through during the time, that gave a little guidance, and it didn't let you get tripped and bump your head all the time without knowing. You can't say you didn't know. So I definitely appreciate you. Keep on pushing the line with this.
Man.
Most people don't, yeah.
Man, okay, all we know, man, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. You got to keep moving. Yes, indeed. It was, okay. Why don't comrades stand? It was at MIT, Boston College. Okay, then. Okay, you done that speech.
Man.
Powerful. That's just still relevant, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have me a listening session later on tonight. Just sit back here and take it on in. We'll talk. I think we're going to start with that in a minute. How we looking? Okay, so Carl, how we? Okay, 7:50. We going to close on. I'm playing before we close out. Yeah, man. I got a revolutionary appreciation of y'all tuning in with us. Another powerhouse of a show. We're at the Hampton House show, so again, y'all make sure I put the word out. Support GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHamptonHouse50, number 50, and also Cash App, Save the Hampton House. Come on through. Bring the paint, bring up, you know what I'm saying? Jump, man. Come on, see, we're moving and grooving, making history, taking history, taping history, y'all. That's what it is, y'all. Put the word out, too, you know what I'm saying? On a side note, and what else? Also, this is studio equipment, because y'all know we're going to the studio bumping up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you might get them youngsters back up in here, you know what I'm saying? Because weather's in the break, and we, you know what I'm saying? We know Idle Mind playground for the state, you know what I'm saying? It's already the death toll this weekend, shit. Man, I can't even call them numbers, though, man. But again, y'all make sure y'all come on through to the studio bumping for these youngsters in particular, for our people in general, shit. I was going to blow that mic out, this next open spoken world piece. Check out the piece of Mississippi we just dropped, Mississippi Free Them All.
Nice.
Right on. You feel?
Yeah, nice.
Yes, sir.
Right on. We got to try to, as many of you people don't read as much as we like on the read, so we got to use innovative and creative ways to get it out.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And what's in the deal? I see you, my brother. Love and respect. Another show, another great show again. It's honor to serve the people. We appreciate y'all. For as many of you opinions say that without the people, revolution is impossible. It's impossible. Real talk, y'all. Y'all keep y'all heads up, eyes open, and fists clenched, y'all. On PSA, People Service Announcement, be careful. In particular, the elders in the community, Mother Conway gave her heads up to the people. Call, you know, y'all heard about it before, but these phone calls coming in, you know, they come. Social Security number, you got to call, press this number, come see them, and, you know, some scams. I know not community, we need anyway, you know, they say game conscious, but just reiterating on the heads up, you know, a lot of the tactics they've been doing lately, too, these phone calls in our communities.
Never call your house.
Real talk.
Never call your house.
Real talk. So if you don't hear them on that, and y'all keep us in y'all minds, y'all hearts. I don't too securely go for fight for compassion release. So many people. So keep imagining what I mean. Yeah, I think moves. And there's a move going to be in Chicago, 2023rd. We got I suppose on the East Coast this weekend, but I think we're gonna say I'm gonna be here. So many things going on. Yes, indeed. Right on. It was an honor to serve. Right on. That's what it is. Yeah, I want to write back a little respect right on. The feels right on. It's a toy right on. It's an honor to serve. Right on. Fox, they get them scammers on phone. That's what it is. Yep. It's an honor to serve, y'all. I'm a paraphrase with Chairman Free again on this tombstone. So my people have been free. I don't know what else my life doing. You know what I'm saying? You know, and again, I'm just I feel fortunate, as I said before, I feel fortunate to have fallen from the tree of two freedom fighters. I feel honored, you know what I'm saying, to be able, you know what I'm saying, get out on the battlefield, you know what I'm saying. I just, just to be knowing that our people are pregnant with potential, and believe, and I'm not going to jive you, and you go through battle fatigue, because we're going against all odds. I want just to hit from every which way, you know what I'm saying, internally, externally, covertly, overtly, you know, just, man, like, motherfucker, like you're in a boxing ring, you know what I'm saying, motherfucker swinging at you, the referee hitting you in the back of the head, you get, you know, some motherfucker get stomach pains, eyes hurting, head hurt, all that shit coming at you, you know what I'm saying, but man, keep your eyes on the prize, y'all, real talk, you know what I'm saying, we're going to keep on fighting, as those courageous prisoners in Attica said, if we quit swimming, we'll drown. If we quit swimming, we'll drown. Oh, right on. Hey, let me say to those who call in, but those who are held captive, who we got y'all ear. We got y'all ear. Yeah, we get y'all back like a backpack and y'all tear like a bulletproof vest. Hey, I relate. You know what I'm saying? Man, through the hard times, the lockdowns, and all that shit, man. Man, again, ain't no bars, no chains to divide us up. You say one prisoner, one contact. Good, man, how we commend those who help, let, you know what I'm saying? We know, as we say all the time, it's embarrassing being oppressed. And I told you how to job us about it. They asked those prisoners in Abu Ghraib, Baghdad, why didn't you talk about this? They said, man, it's humiliating. But you did. We say, man, listen, we are, anybody going to save us but us. We going to hide these contradictions. And we're not going to engage in sidetracking of the slave. People say, well, I don't know about, we should always say free them all. This person done this person did this. You know what I'm saying? The Marines say kill them all. Let God sort them out. We say free them all. Let the people sort them out. It's honor. Keep your hands up, eyes with fist clenched, y'all. If we can, if we have the time, that Mississippi piece and also the servant, Minister U.P. Newton, Minister of Defense of the Black Panther Party, visionary. Yes, sir. Bad motherfucker. If we can, give me the outro with that. Y'all be still out to know for next Wednesday. Again, we got brother Jerry Ball going to be live and direct with us, y'all. Y'all go back and pull it up, some previous shows in the video. We're going to be talking about a number of different things. Whole black dying power. You know what I'm saying? What's to it? You've been hearing about it. Enlighten us. You know what I'm saying? What's up in the Hampton House? What's the position about this movie coming out? Where we at with it? All of them going to talk about that. So, Conrad, what you got to pull up?
Freedom all, Brother Chairman. I got that David Bell. Which Mississippi? I'm still uploading one. It may take a minute. I'm still uploading. But okay. You said the minister. The minister, 10-minute minister.
That's cool. We still got a wild water puppy on deck still. If I heard up because they get big. If I got Robert Money told me something, them motherfuckers want to eat too, man. But yeah, y'all got a wild water puppy. Somebody want, you know what I'm saying, contact us too. Hey, listen, they come from bad. These Hampton House rocks. They was born at the Hampton House. Real talk.
Chair, can I just real quick just yes, say indeed. Yeah, because Wow is living up to her name. Yes, indeed. Boy, yeah. Hey. So I just had to update you on that.
Y'all, y'all know you got hell in your hands. The Conrad Daphne got one of them Wild Wilders, and the motherfucking name is Wild Wild. So you, so. You know, you have been pre-warned. This summer, when they come out at local park events, y'all see them coming through there. And about 3 months now, hey, beware, y'all. Real talk, hey, beware the dog and the motherfucker that's walking the dog.
Man.
Yes, indeed. I was hesitant. We had to have a whole sit down central committee discussing that we don't let Conrad Daphne get one of them dogs. We don't, what's he gonna do with the bumper? But time will tell. Say on your hands, both them together.
Yes, but man, Chair, look, we molding into each other. She already know what's happening. They're getting big, yes, too, indeed. Boy. Yeah, look, man, smart, yes. On time, man.
Yeah.
Oh, me and Wild Wild. Yes. That movie, in a horror movie, with Mother Conrad said it to me, Don't Breathe. It's a movie. The white dude was in the house, and these cats broke in the house, take his money. They was almost at the house. That damn Rottweiler got over the ass. Called Don't Breathe. Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm just a bad motherfucking breeze there, man. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So we got one girl right on deck. Yep. Yeah, that's one girl. The boys on deck with their mamas. They on point. Oh, anybody that can go, we just want to be on fences or whatever. We get a fence built around here, some more things. You name it, drywall, put up anything, any skills y'all got, feel free. Y'all come on, touchdown, save the happy now. Eric, I know you're going to do some things up there. Keep your head up over there. You know what I'm saying? Who else we got? I know a lot of y'all, a lot of us, a lot of people. As well as Labusi, go do some things. Nick Ross, I see. Yeah, man, right on. Ancho, let me know are you going to come out of Hampton House? Or inbox me, let me know what needs to happen, though. Yeah. I got to, just send it to me in the mail. Mailing address is 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois, 60153. Man. Well, they got some major events going on this week for some legends, some more legends, too. Yeah, and continue community condolences. Gov, Duffy Clark, Representative there. They got some major. Yeah, I posted a birthday for Sophia Dawson. Shout out to Sophia Dawson. This is the artist who done the painting. I mean, Mother Conrad, and also the painting for the house. Her birthday is in New York. Look what she's doing. She's doing a benefit for political prison. This sister is always putting her art to work. Sophia Dawson, y'all check her out. She always ran, coming up with, man, some way to tie her art in to support the struggle. Check her out, y'all. Sophia Dawson. Happy birthday to her. I plan to be there, but I don't think I'm going to make that. I got to do these events here, but yeah, we'll give word to her. Yes, indeed. How are we looking? Hey, Rio, what up, man? Free them all. I know I'm gonna see you this weekend, brother. Yes, sir. Emerald said, hey, bro, I'm gonna hold you to that. I can't wait. I gotta get back in that poetry booth. That's what it is. I communicate to the secretary, see you the building. That's what it is. Right on. Nyota, free them all. Right on. What? Okay. Keep us posted. We'll be on deck. Yeah, let me know. So I'm going to be cutting for some folks to come get her. The puppy, Saturday. Well, welcome, Richard McDonald. We went on that pull up. So we came in well charged.
Yeah, free them all, Brother Chairman. Should I can I drop the serving first and then the Mississippi joint? Because it should be done. Being slow coming up. Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
Okay, right on. Free them all, right on.
Yes, sir. Free them.
Long live Minister UEP Newton. Man.
Two centuries ago, when the United States was a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the conditions prevailed in the nation and the assumption on which its foundation were built was such that they ensured that the United States would come to its maturity under circumstances which mean that for a substantial proportion of citizens, life is nothing more than a living debt. Liberty is nothing more than a prison of poverty. And the only happiness we enjoy is laughing to keep from crying. We find evidence for majority freedom and minority oppression in the fact that even while the early settlers were proclaiming their freedom, they were deliberately and systematically depriving Africans of their freedom. These basic contradictions were further aggravated by acts which implicitly admitted that the majority was wrong, but unwilling to do right. Thus, when the Declaration of Independence was drafted, the Founding Fathers struck all mentions of the slave trade. Thus, when the United States Constitution was drafted, the Founding Fathers considered the slaves as equivalent to three-fifths of a man. Thus, when the slaves were emancipated, the descendants of the Founding Fathers compromised that freedom to gain further territory. These compromises were so basic to the thinking of the forebears that legal attempts to correct the contradiction through constitutional amendments and civil rights laws have produced no change in our conditions, and we are still a people without equal protection and due process of the law. We recognize then that the oppressive acts of the United States government, when contrasted with the testaments of freedom, carries forward a basic contradiction found in all the legal documents upon which this government is based. Generation after generation of the majority group have been born, they have worked, and they have seen the fruits of their labor in the life, liberty, and happiness of their children and grandchildren. Generation after generation of black people in America have been born, they have worked, and they have seen the fruits of their labors in the life, liberty, and happiness of the children and grandchildren of the oppressor. While their own descendants wallow in the mire of poverty and deprivation, holding only to the hope of change in the future. The hope has sustained us for many years and has led us to suffer the administration of a corrupt government. At the dawn of the 20th century, this hope led us to formulate a civil rights movement and the belief that the government would eventually fulfill its promise to black people. We did not recognize, however, that any attempts to complete the promise of the 18th century revolution in the framework of a 20th century government, economy, and society was doomed to failure. The descendants of that small company of original settlers of this land are not among the common people of today. They have become a small ruling class in control of a worldwide economic system. The Constitution set up by their ancestors to serve the people no longer serves the people, for the people have changed. The people of the 18th century have become the ruling circle of the 20th century, and the people of the 20th century are the descendants of the slaves and the dispossessed of the 18th century. The Constitution set up to serve the people of the 18th century now serves the ruling circle of the 20th century. And the people of today stand wanting for a foundation for their own life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. The civil rights movement has not produced this foundation, and it cannot produce this foundation because of the nature of the United States society and economy. The version of the civil rights movement, the vision of the civil rights movement is to achieve goals which have been altered by 200 years of change. Thus, the civil rights movement and similar movements have produced no foundation for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They have produced humiliating programs of welfare and unemployment compensation, programs with sufficient form to deceive the people, but with insufficient substance to change the fundamental distribution of power and resources in this country. Moreover, while the movements attempt to get minorities into the system, we note that the government continues this pattern of practice which contradicts its democratic rhetoric. We recognize now that we see history repeating itself, but on an international as well as a national scale. The relentless drive to profit led this nation to colonize, oppress, and exploit its minorities. This profit drive took this nation from democratic capitalism and underdevelopment to bureaucratic capitalism and overdevelopment. Now we see that the small ruling circle continues its profit drive by oppressing and exploiting the people of the world. Throughout the world, the proletariat is crushed so that the profits of the American industry can continue to flow. Throughout the world, the freedom struggle of oppressed people are opposed by this government because they are a threat to the bureaucratic capitalism of the United States of America. gather here to let it be known at home and abroad that a nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness has in its maturity become an imperialistic power dedicated to death, oppression, and the pursuit of profit. We will not be deceived by so many of our fellow men. We will not be blinded by small changes in form which lack any change in substance of the imperialist expansion. Our suffering has been too long. Our sacrifices have been too great. And our human dignity is too strong for us to be prudent any longer. The Black Panther Party calls for freedom and power to determine our destiny. The Black Panther Party calls for full employment for all our people. The Black Panther Party calls for an end to the capitalistic exploitation of our community. The Black Panther Party calls for decent housing for all people. The Black Panther Party calls for an educational system that will tell us the true facts about this decadent society. The Black Panther Party calls for exemption from the military service. The Black Panther Party calls for an end to police brutality. The Black Panther Party calls for freedom for all political prisoners and prisoners of war. The Black Panther Party calls for trials by members of our peer when we're brought to the court and justice. The Black Panther Party calls for a United Nations plebiscite to determine the will of black people as to their national destiny. Black people and oppressed people in general have lost faith in leaders of America, in the government of America, and the very structure of the American government, that is the Constitution, its legal foundation. This loss of faith is based upon the overwhelming evidence that this government will not live according to the Constitution because the Constitution is not designed for its people. For this reason, we assemble a constitutional convention to consider rational and positive alternatives. Alternatives which will place the emphasis on the common man. Alternatives which will bring about a new economic system in which the rewards as well as the work will be equally shared by all people. A socialist framework. Alternatives which will guarantee that within the socialist framework, all groups will be adequately represented in decision-making and administration which affect their lives. Alternatives which would guarantee that all men will obtain their full manhood rights, that they will be able to live, be free, and seek out those goals which will give them respect and dignity, while permitting the same privileges for every other man, regardless of his condition or status. The sacredness of man and of the human spirit requires that human dignity and integrity ought to always be respected by every other man. We will sell for nothing less, or at this point in history, anything less is but a living death. It is a fact that we will get change. We will transform the society. It is up to the oppressor to decide whether this will be a peaceful thing or... whatever means that is effective, regardless of the consequence, because it is our conclusion and our principle that a slave who dies a natural death will not balance two dead flies on the scales of eternity. We will have our manhood, even if we have to level the face of the earth. And I step together. So I would like to say that we are one tonight. Let us be one in the future. Power to all of the people.
My name is Mrs. Fannie Lou Hamer, and I live at 626 East Lafayette Street, Roosevelt, Mississippi. Mr. Chairman.
Cricket, man, cricket, man, fuck that shit. Yeah, then the whole system is cricket. We got a motherfucking problem. Now, although this shit been historically existing in every prison within this system, but since we happen to have our people's attention, we gon' focus in the hone in on what these pigs is doing right now today down in Mississippi. Politically and particularly speaking, the pod show. Now, for all y'all who have not had the misfortune of being held behind enemy lines, I'ma need y'all to get in and hold y'all up and attempt to dance with death. This beat and see you look real tight. You know that you don't tell the wrong motherfucker nothing and no air seat. Now imagine when you die at the same time. Every time you try to tell a motherfucker, get them what these motherfuckers are doing to you. The first thing they're gonna ask question is get them who's your motherfucking crime. From the prison guards and every politician making decisions, they get blood on up under their motherfucking hoops. And if they like depending on it, some lying ass news report up the government now. Superintendent Dodgers warned because he's telling the truth. Now the same motherfuckers is killing them. The same motherfuckers that commit suicide. They kill you so quick that you can't tell them between the prison cage and the motherfucking overcast. Guards shooting their shotguns. Rats running rapid.